Along the way, other people teach us to hate. And one of the primary places that we learned to hate is in our schools, especially in college. But if you didn't go to college and you went to high school, you probably have learned to hate the other football team just as I learned to hate the other football team in college. But if you pray for God to cleanse your heart and give you a right spirit, beware. Because along the way, all of a sudden, you will find you don't hate your rival football team as much as you used to hate them. I had that happen to me. I went to a small college in Abilene, Texas. I was in the band and we were forced to go to football. But my friends and I left at halftime. We could leave after the halftime show. We weren't one bit interested in that small school's football team. In 1960, I moved to Dallas, where I took a job teaching in a high school. One day, a teacher came in to the teacher's lounge and said, "Hey, Joan, you want to go to the football game with us this weekend?" And I said, "You mean you go voluntarily?" I said, "When I was in college, they made us go because we had to march in the band, but we left at halftime." And she said, "Well, it only costs $6 a ticket." I said, "You mean you pay?" That was a completely different revelation to me, that anyone would volunteer to go and even pay. Well, they taught me pretty fast in Texas, and they're very much for football down there. And they taught me to hate. They taught me which schools to hate. I ended up going to SMU in Dallas for a master's degree. And by that time, I was skilled in hating. I had learned to hate the University of Texas. It's so easy to hate them because they won 10 games that season and we lost 10 games. My neighbor across the hall of our apartment building went to UT, and he would every weekend hang a black wreath on the door of my apartment. So you learn very strongly which team to hate. But I started praying this prayer of David many, many years after I learned to hate in football. I prayed this prayer of David, Psalm 51:10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me." Along the way, God removed hatred from my heart, gave me a new spirit concerning many people who had offended me. But he also removed it concerning the rival football teams. And all of a sudden, I found I was yelling for the University of Texas, our arch rival. And then in the NFL, I was even for Philadelphia. So beware. For when you pray that, God removes all hatred from your heart. And you will be shocked at the change in you. Thank you for allowing me to speak this to you today.